This is the Building Resilience Podcast, episode 187, Building Your Healing Infrastructure. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. I hope you are enjoying your summer. I certainly am. Back in 2021, I think it was, Texas had a huge snowstorm and ice storm, and it pretty much shut down the state and the surrounding area. And it was interesting because I heard about it on the news, of course, and I come from Montreal, and it actually just sounded like a regular winter day for Montreal. Now, Montreal had a very famous ice storm back in 1998. It actually has been cited as one of Canada's largest natural disasters, and it was brutal, and I remember it well. Everyone is evacuated. They came door to door to force you to leave. Gas stations ran out of gas. Food was sparse. And it was after that that they really strongly encouraged Canadians to get 72-hour emergency packs, because that ice storm lasted, but it lasted for 5 days. And it did actually prompt me to go out and get prepared, luckily, because Toronto was hit with another bad ice storm 1 year right before Christmas. And it was especially bad because now I had 5 children. And I remember we all had to sleep in front of the fireplace with tons of clothes and blankets on. And eventually we had to abandon ship and we found a hotel to stay in that had a generator. And I will say those days are some of my most precious memories. Sometimes when disasters happen, they can turn into some really great memories. Disasters can be so hard in the moment, but they do make the best stories. That's why I'm sharing it with you here. And I'm going to get back on track with talking about my storm reminiscing. My point is, with the Texas storm compared to what was happening in Montreal or what Montreal has sustained, is that every city has a different infrastructure. Every city is built in different ways to withstand different temperatures, different weather conditions, uses different materials depending on how old the city is, how old the buildings are. Every city is different. And that is how we are too. We all personally have different infrastructures. So many things influence our own personal infrastructures, our genetics, our caregivers, our birth order, society, our socioeconomic status, our race, our culture, our religion, our country that we're born into, or where we live, our language, our education level. And then, of course, like personal things, adversities, trauma, hardships that we have endured. And those are just to name a few. Now, these things will influence our perspectives, our mindset, our resilience, and of course, our nervous system. And our nervous system then influences our personality, our adaptations, and everything in between. So I can be Montreal, you may be Dallas, someone else is Paris, someone else is Tokyo, someone else is Nairobi, someone else is Rio. You get the point. And I like using the idea that we are like different cities and have different infrastructures, because every city is so unique. And it's not like one city is better than the other. They're different, and they will appeal to different people. But what is different about us is we each have the ability to strengthen our own infrastructure. And while we may not know which exact storms or temperatures or disasters we're going to face, we actually do know what a resilient and a healing infrastructure looks like. Maybe not all the tiny ins and outs, but we know some fundamentals, and we know that what it looks like, we can start building a plan to build awareness around certain areas, to do certain practices and training in certain areas, to get support and ask for help in other areas. Today, I want to talk about some of the areas that would be helpful for us to check in on to see what our infrastructure is like, then share some ideas of how we can build those areas up. I often like to share with my clients that it's kind of like we're building a house. And when you build a house, as fun as it is to start talking about decorating, what furniture you're going to put in, what throws, what pillows, what candles, we do also really need to start with the fundamentals. And right at the bottom of the foundation, a cornerstone. It's not the most exciting thing to talk about, but a cornerstone of your healing infrastructure is to be intentional. Intentional in your commitment to healing, but not intentional in a desperate, I have to heal kind of way, but in I love myself enough to pay attention and prioritize me. And I'm going to start with the foundation. So all along, as we're looking at a plan on how can I be more intentional in building up my own personal infrastructure, we start with looking at the foundations and we can ask ourselves just some simple questions all the way through. What nourishes me? What doesn't nourish me? Is this helpful to me? Is this harmful to me? What would having my own back look like? What is the most kind and compassionate thing I can do for myself? When we start living a bit more intentionally like this through the lens of our nervous system, it means that we're going to deliberately be prioritizing time and space and money and rituals and practices that support healing. And this can be part of the base of our foundation. Now, it is important that we avoid turning all of this into another stressor. We want to be focusing on building up our infrastructure, but not doing it in a way that is desperate and graspy and filled with pressure. We need to balance intentionality of I want to invest in this with surrendering to the flow of life. So we want to be consistent with some flexibility. All right, so that is before we even start building the foundation. This is kind of how we approach building the foundation. And let's look at what now is involved in the foundation now that we've set the intention that this is important for us to do. Now, many people are going to look for the quick hacks and the fixes and the supplements and strategies that are going to give them a boost. And that's great to do, but we can't forget about some of the most basic things that make up our overall foundation. The infrastructure of our entire system is going to sit on things like sleep, nutrition, movement, and connection. And like I said, these aren't sexy things, and we'll talk about them more in a bit. But these are simple things. They're just not easy for us to focus on, which is why we want to develop habits. We'll talk about developing habits more about in a minute too. So just to go over some of the basics, sleep, 7 to 9 hours, pick a bedtime, try to stick with it. So much healing and cleansing and consolidating and restoring goes on at night while we sleep. So we don't want to skip out on that. And I've actually done a couple of whole podcasts. I think there's 2 podcast episodes all about sleep that you may want to go back and check out on. Nutrition is another part of our foundation. Eating a varied diet, lots of fruits, vegetables, fiber, protein, whole foods, healthy fats, water, get good hydration. And I'm not going to be saying a particular diet per se, but those are the things in general that your body needs. A lot of variety and a lot of healthy fruits, vegetables, proteins, fats, and hydration. The next thing that's going to be part of your foundation is daily movement. Get up and move. Walking is a great way to do this. Walk as much as you can. Take the stairs. Try to do a little bit of resistance training as well, and try to do things that you enjoy that can be part of your movement routine. And if you do things in the morning, the bonus is the sunlight that you're also going to get. So getting that early morning sunlight helps our body gets going, helps that circadian rhythm go. So it will help with sleep. It will help with stress. We need to be doing things on a daily basis to complete that stress cycle, to release stress from our bodies. And so moving in the morning, getting sunlight is ideal. You can also get that movement with a friend, a partner. This is a great way to get connected because we are wired to connect. We need each other. So connection is another part of our foundation on a daily basis. How are you connecting? How do you connect with yourself? How do you connect with others? How do you connect with the higher power? All of these are different ways of connecting, and they will help you build up the foundation of your infrastructure. Okay, so those are some foundational things. And if you just work on those, that's great. Or just work on one of them. I said at the beginning of the year, I wasn't going to make any big goals for myself. The only thing I wanted to work on this year is sleep. Because I know if my sleep is on target, then everything else falls into place, or at least it's easier to fall into place. And I can actually see it in my life. When I'm on track with my sleep, I'm more likely to get up and exercise. I'm more likely to do some meditation or tapping or breath work. I'm more likely to journal, and then I'm more likely to eat better. And then I have more energy. I have more energy to do my work and to see people and to connect with others. It's like this whole domino effect. So you can first ask yourself, as you're building your own infrastructure, what is the one thing for me that creates a domino effect? And that is where you can start. Now, I know that some of you get bored with doing the basics and you want to feel like you're doing the more exciting things. So I'm going to go through and talk about some different areas that you can invest in to build up your infrastructure. And again, we all have different infrastructures. So maybe some areas are pretty solid for you. So just keep going with them. And other areas will need more attention. So we will want to focus on different areas than what our neighbor's probably focusing on. And we don't have to do it all at once. You may want to pick something and focus on it for a few weeks or a few months, just like I did this year. My focus is on sleep. It doesn't mean I ignore the other things. It just means that that is the one where I direct my energy. And because it's my domino one, it's helpful because it impacts other things that I do. But sometimes I will pick, you know what, for the next few weeks, I really want to improve my habit of fill in the blank, whatever it is. So maybe it's strengthen a certain area, and then I'm going to move on to something else. I do enjoy picking things up from different areas. I need to have a bit of variety to play with so I don't get bored. And so I try to do this by developing routines and habits. Now, building daily habits to support your healing is really important. Creating a habit or creating a routine of habits can be helpful. You can have a very fixed routine where you do very specific things every day, or you could create a habit that is going to have more flexibility in it. For example, you may decide you want to focus on creating some habits that focus on the fundamentals that we've already talked about, and then slowly add a couple things that are a little bit more quote unquote exciting. And I'll circle back to what some of these exciting things can look like. But creating habits overall is a great way to ensure that you are working towards building a healing infrastructure. Now, the areas that I think are helpful to target in building up your healing and resilient infrastructure include those foundational pillars that we just talked about. I'm going to keep saying them. Repetition is key. Sleep, movement, sunlight, nutrition. But the next thing is really focusing on your nervous system. I'm sure you're not surprised that this is one of the top things on the list that I want to focus on to build up my infrastructure. Your nervous system is always working. It is always your behind the scenes. You've heard me talk about it before. It is so, so important. And Dr. Andrew Huberman, he says it is your most valuable resource. So you will first need to learn about it, which hopefully by listening to my podcast, you are learning. And you then want to start by understanding your own nervous system. What state are you in often? What team are you on most of the time? Team hyper, team hypo, team resilient. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say teams, then go back and I encourage you to re-listen to some of my earlier episodes. I did create a roadmap for you that you can download, and that will direct you to specific episodes that are most helpful for learning the basics about the nervous system. And the link is in the show notes for that. Because once you've learned the basics and know what state you're starting in, what team you're starting on, then you can start taking care of your nervous system. You can start befriending it and getting to know it. And it will include doing things that will be most helpful for the state that you're in, including different kinds of movement, meditation, breath work, creative work, spending time in nature, all these things that you can integrate into your day and build daily habits around them. Now, the next area I'm going to offer to focus on to build your infrastructure is mindset. Your mindset will shape your healing journey. Whether you tell yourself that this is so overwhelming, I'll never be able to do any of this, or you tell yourself, I can just take one step at a time, can change everything. Focusing on progress versus perfection, watching out for negative self-talk, speak to yourself like you would speak to a good friend. How you think, what your mindset is, will often be reflected in how you speak to yourself. So watch your language. Shift your language to be more positive, more growth mindset oriented, or even with more safety, as I talked about on an episode a couple of weeks ago. Now, the next area that can help build up your infrastructure is growing your capacity to feel your emotions. One of the reasons we want to pay attention to our nervous system and give it some love, or to work on your nervous system, for lack of a better word. I don't like using the word work because it implies an intensity or a pressure, and we don't really want that for the nervous system. But one of the things we want to focus on our nervous system is not so that we can shut all our emotions down. It's not so that we can become robotic or never get dysregulated. It's not even so that we can always be calm, cool, and collected. One of the main reasons we want to work on our nervous system is to develop the capacity to be able to handle everything, including being able to feel and tolerate the whole range of emotions that we experience as a human. We want to develop the capacity to feel this whole spectrum. Nothing is off limits. Feelings are not bad. Feelings are actually resources for us. They help us know where we are at. So we want to develop the capacity to feel all human emotions. So emotional awareness and emotional expression are critical. We want to allow ourselves to feel and process emotions without judgment. And we can do this through things like journaling about your feelings, or releasing your feelings through artwork or creative work, poetry, writing, painting, music, dancing. And then, of course, sharing your emotions with a friend, with a coach, with a counselor. We really want to learn how to develop the capacity to feel all the feels and to really embrace these emotions. Now, the next thing we can focus on in order to build this healing infrastructure is the environment. We can do this by creating what I'll call a healing environment. And a healing environment kind of means looking at our space, seeing how it resonates for us in our body. Maybe decluttering our space, surrounding ourselves with nature and with beauty. So even things like adding plants to your home can improve a quality and introduce a soothing atmosphere. Or arranging your home or workspace to include a lot of natural light, which can boost your mood and your energy. Or even using some essential oils or scented candles to create a calming ambience. That is what I want you to be thinking about when you look around your environment. What makes your environment inviting? What makes your environment the place where you want to be? See if there's things that you can just introduce or remove to make it a place that feels soothing and calming and inviting to you. Now, another area that you want to build up for your healing infrastructure is increasing your knowledge. Now, we've talked a lot about on the podcast about how important getting in touch with your body is. Really, your body is such a key component to building that healing infrastructure. But often for me, I am such a thinker that the only way to access my body is through my brain first. And I often do this with knowledge. That's why in my advanced training in nervous system resilience, which, by the way, the next round starts in September, so make sure you're on my wait list, there is a big focus on the knowledge piece. People have said it's like taking a college course because we spend a lot of time talking about the theory and the research. And I will admit it is not for everybody. But if you are somebody who needs the science, who needs the why and the how, that is my training. And the feedback I get from people is that one of the things they love the most is it's so thorough, and yet I also make it simple. So knowledge in this form is often helpful to people who need to access their body and their nervous system through their mind, through knowledge. Many of us crave knowledge and find that knowledge empowers us. It helps us make informed decisions. It helps to learn new things that will help us along our healing journey. So I really do believe that it can be so helpful to go deeper with your knowledge levels. Reading books, taking courses and trainings, invest in you. Pledge to keep learning because I think that really does help you expand your infrastructure. Now, the next thing that we can focus on is relationships. And we kind of touched on it when we talked about connections, which we know connections is right in that foundation. We need to be focused on connecting with ourselves, connecting with others, and connecting with a higher power, whatever that is for you, God, the source, nature, universe. We want to nurture relationships that are going to support healing. We want to surround ourselves with like-minded people. Not everybody is for everybody, and that's okay. That's why there are so many amazing programs and groups out there that people can join, because they are all different and they are not for everyone. We connect to different people and different things. That's one of the reasons I created my membership Connections, because we do heal in connections. We need each other. We need to hear other people's experiences. We need to share our own. We need to feel compassion and give it. We need to laugh and cry, but different things will resonate with different people. So if you think, well, I'm going to do this healing solo because I've tried a group and it doesn't work for me, then I'll really encourage you to try something else. Don't go solo. You will amplify your growth when you are connected and building relationships with people. Spend time with people who uplift and encourage you, and spend less time with those who drain your energy. And make sure that you set healthy boundaries in relationships and surround yourself with people who are traveling similar paths. Now, next, let's look at creativity and play. It can sound daunting and serious to create healing infrastructures, but a big piece of our infrastructure needs to be focused on creativity and flexibility and play and lightness and fun. Our nervous system needs that. Creative activities, leisure activities, recreation, fun, it can actually all be very therapeutic and healing. And there's no right or wrong way to do it. But check in with yourself to see if you have a healthy dose in this area of play. And some ideas can include things like painting and writing or playing music, things that can help you express your emotions and reduce stress. And then try new hobbies, knitting, gardening, cooking. They can provide a sense of accomplishment and a sense of joy. And then participating in group activities, creative activities, dance classes, art workshops, really to help you connect with others and share your creative expression. I did a whole episode on play a while back, so you can go back and listen to that, but make sure that you're not taking yourself or life too seriously. Lastly, I'm going to say faith, and I kind of snuck it under connections as well, but I do feel like it deserves its own category. Faith, whether in a higher power, universe, God, or simply faith in the healing process, can provide comfort and strength. It can be a very powerful part of your infrastructure. It can look like so many different things. It could be like regular prayer or meditation that can enhance your sense of connection and peace. You can engage in community worship or spiritual gatherings to find support and inspiration from other like-minded individuals. Even practicing visualization or affirmations that align with your spiritual or philosophical beliefs can help reinforce your healing intentions. So those are some ideas of the different areas we want to focus on as we build our healing infrastructures. And as I said earlier, you can use the power of habits to help you. So I listed a whole bunch of things there, but not everything needs to be done every single day without ever missing a day. I know I create some habits and routines where some things I do daily, things that I know are very foundational for me. Some things I do just like 5 minutes of, like the knowledge section, 5 minutes of reading or 5 minutes of working on the course. And I have many days where I connect with more people than other days. So some days where my focus is on my mindset, I may journal, or other days I may want to meet a friend or a walk, and that takes up a bigger chunk of my time. So you can pick and choose from all these different categories that I offer to you. And as part of my daily habits, I may say something like, I'm going to do from three different areas today, one thing. And you can also decide where you're feeling pretty solid. What part of your infrastructure can use the added attention? And I'm going to commit over the next few weeks to maybe emphasize that. This is a point of kind of taking stock from where you're at. What is your infrastructure like from start point? Where are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? And then just go from there. And again, make sure you're not putting so much pressure on yourself. This is a journey. We are not racing to get to a destination. The journey is actually what it's all about. So building a healing infrastructure in your life requires intentionality and balance, but it also requires lightness and compassion. Yes, we want to prioritize the things that we think will nourish us and let go of what doesn't. We want to create an environment where healing can happen more naturally. We want to be building up the different areas. We want to be getting stronger so our infrastructure can withstand the storms that life is going to bring us. Over time, doing these little things, building little habits that include some of these things, if you continue them intentionally, they will lead to very profound shifts in your life. I hope that you found these insights helpful. And remember, healing is a journey. It's not a destination. Be patient and kind to yourself as you build up your infrastructure. Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.